Christ had entered the world as Satan's destroyer and the redeemer of the captives bound by his power. He would leave an example in his own victorious life for man to follow and thus overcome the temptations of Satan. As soon as Christ entered the wilderness of temptation, his visage changed. The glory and splendor which were reflected from the throne of God in his countenance when the heavens opened before him and the Father's voice acknowledged him as his Son, in whom he was well pleased, were now gone. The weight of the sins of the world was pressing upon his soul, and his countenance expressed unutterable sorrow, a depth of anguish that fallen man had never realized. He felt the overwhelming tide of woe that deluged the world. He realized the strength of indulged appetite and unholy passion which controlled the world and had brought upon man inexpressible suffering. The indulgence of appetite had been increasing and strengthening with every successive generation since Adam's transgression until the race was so feeble in moral power that they could not overcome in their own strength. Christ, in behalf of the race, was to overcome appetite by standing the most powerful test upon this point. He was to tread the path of temptation alone, and there must be none to help him, none to comfort or uphold him. Alone, he was to wrestle with the powers of darkness. As in his human strength, man could not resist the power of Satan's temptations, Jesus volunteered to undertake the work and to bear the burden for man and overcome the power of appetite in his behalf. In man's behalf, he must show self-denial, perseverance, and firmness of principle, paramount to the gnawing pangs of hunger. He must show a power of control stronger than hunger and even death.